From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It looks like commuters in San Francisco will have a normal Monday as they return to work. The city's mayor says a tentative deal has been reached in a labor dispute that had threatened to cripple public transportation. Such a strike would have affected some 330,000 riders who use the region's rail system on weekdays. Firefighters in California are running up against hot, dry winds, high temperatures, and rugged terrain. They're fighting nearly a dozen wildfires, including a blaze in the Santa Cruz Mountains that has spread over some 10 square miles. CAL FIRE spokesman John Buchanan says the use of firefighting equipment is limited by the rugged terrain.
Some of it is the only equipment we can get in there is manpower by walking in with 40 to 50 pounds on our back.
The Santa Cruz fire is about halfway contained. The White House is signaling that it could move away from its hallmark provision of a public health option and the president's call for changes in the nation's health care system. NPR's Claudine Bade reports.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, speaking on CNN, indicated that a nonprofit health insurance cooperative may now be an acceptable alternative. Sebelius referred to a plan that the Senate Budget Committee has been discussing.
They've been more focused on a co-op, not-for-profit co-op, as a competitor, as opposed to a straight government-run program. And I think what's important is choice and competition.
Going the way of co-ops could garner more Republican support. Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby speaking on Fox.
It would be, I believe, a step in the right direction, away from a government takeover.
Senate Budget Committee Chairman Kent Conrad, a North Dakota Democrat, says there are already enough votes in the Senate for a co-op plan to pass. Claudine Bade, NPR News, Washington.
Bombs in Baghdad killed at least 5 people and wounded dozens at a commercial area today. Civilians and minority groups have become targets after the U.S. military handed over security to Iraq at the end of June. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
The deadly bombings have become a daily fact of life in Baghdad. After dark, at places where people hang out at the end of the day, in the early morning where people gather to look for work, often the death toll is low. But there's a higher cost in public confidence, especially with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. He's been unable to deliver on public services such as more electricity, but he's built his reputation on convincing war-weary Iraqis he could keep them safe. The steady casualty count has taken another toll. The Iraqi government announced that plans for a nationwide census has been put on indefinite hold. Counting Iraqis, documenting the actual number of Iraq's diverse religious and ethnic communities, was considered too divisive at this time. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
You're listening to NPR News. 2 Russian Air Force jets collided in midair near Moscow today while practicing aerial maneuvers for a major international air show which opens this week. One of the pilots died while the other 2 safely ejected. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
The 2 Su-27 Flanker fighter jets from the Russian Knights display team were rehearsing for the MAX International Air Show, which opens on Tuesday. The group's commander was killed and one of the other 2 pilots has been hospitalized with spinal injuries. One of the planes crashed into a summer home on the ground, with reports saying 5 people were injured, 1 seriously. MAX 2009 is the largest and most important exhibition for Russia's aerospace industry, and with aviation expected to account for more than half of Russian military exports over the next 5 years, this is not the start organizers would have hoped for. However, they say the show will go on, although with possible changes to the flying program. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
There's been a powerful earthquake in Asia. A magnitude 6.8 quake has hit off Japan's southern coast and was felt in Taiwan. However, neither country is reporting any damage or casualties. The quake struck about 160 miles east of the Taiwanese region, struck by last weekend's deadly typhoon, which caused widespread mudslides and flooding. Taiwan's president says the typhoon has claimed about 500 lives. In Florida, forecasters expect the center of tropical storm Claudette to move onshore along the state's northern Gulf Coast by tomorrow. A tropical storm warning covers most of the panhandle. The outskirts of Claudette is bringing heavy wind and rain right now. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.